entered access code 648568.
So just look at that. Your carnal mind is enmity against God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not subject to a love, God. Neither indeed can be.
Neither can it be.
Oh, right. Goodness. So therefore, so it's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. It's enmity against God. Okay? The carnal mind is.
Yeah.
So
carnal mind.
What's in you that's causing you to walk after the Spirit?
So what's causing
it's, to
walk?
It would be
Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
There it is.
The Holy Spirit.
So we're not, so, oh my, this is Jesus. Woo. So we are not what? After the Spirit, are we?
No. And then can I share
something? I mean, we're not after the flesh, we're after
the
Spirit.
Yeah. Can I share something? In Romans 8:1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
So I looked up the word in, because it says which are in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And I looked up what the Greek was for that, and it says, by, with, among, at, and on, and through.
Mm-hmm. So, just like Paul said, he's what? Above all, through all.
Through all, and in all. And in all. And in all.
Okay. So, if we're in Christ, what? There's no condemnation.
So no condemnation.
Yeah. To those that are in Christ.
In Christ.
Uh-huh.
Who walk not after the flesh. Yeah,
okay.
Like
who walk not after the flesh, but after
the Spirit.
The Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. Keep going.
Okay. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God.
Oh, wait a minute. So they that are in the flesh cannot. What? So are we in the flesh?
No, I mean we're housed in flesh.
Oh, keep going. Keep going.
But ye are not in the flesh.
Uh oh. We're not in the flesh.
No.
What are we?
It's the Spirit.
Oh.
Wow. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if any man hath not the Spirit of Christ, he is not of his.
It's none of his.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Righteous.
Yeah.
Righteous. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body.
Uh-huh.
By his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Oh. Quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
By his Spirit.
Yes.
That dwelleth in you.
Yes. So therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deed of the body,
uh-huh,
he shall live.
So, what is the Spirit given for to do?
To kill or mortify
the deeds of the flesh.
The flesh. Yes.
That's your armor.
So, when we think that we can do this and overcome the flesh ourselves,
we can't do it.
No, because you cannot do it with your carnal mind.
Yes, we cannot do it ourselves.
You can't do it yourself.
The carnal mind is enmity against us.
Right.
So we can't do it within ourselves, so we have to stop beating ourselves up because of the things that happen in the flesh.
Because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
The hope of glory. Wow. Wow.
What did Paul say? I reckon that the suffering of this present time is not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in revealed in us. That's being revealed.
That's being revealed in us.
The Bible says, when we see him, we shall know him. Because what?
He dwells in us.
No.
We see him as he is.
We shall be like him.
Yeah.
And what we are.
For we shall see him as he is. When he appears, how are he going to appear? In us.
In us.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, man.
He who will see him in us.
Yes.
And mortify the deeds of the flesh. As I should say, as we mortify
the deeds of the flesh, he's going to start appearing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He's revealing himself. The Bible says that what? He's renewing the inner man every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, he's bringing
to
life. Every day. More
life.
More clarity. He's revealing. Every day.
Yeah, every day.
Every day. Inside of us now, because that's where true worship is.
Mm-hmm.
Just like with a child grows,
you don't, as you're around that child, you don't see the action, but they're growing every day. Something is changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a while, you start seeing the development, and you start seeing the change.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So here we are. This is beautiful. Scripture is telling you what true worship is.
What the Spirit does. I mean, it is just awesome. I mean, oh my goodness.
Okay. So what bus is, say, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so, be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Watch this, Galatians 4:5. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. He has sent what?
The Spirit of his Son.
Into our hearts.
Into our hearts.
Crying what?
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
So, crying, Abba, Father. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anymore. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. That's in 1 John 2:27. Can somebody read that, please? Oh, this is deep right here.
But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Whoa. What happened?
The same anointing.
What happened? What has just happened?
Now we are abiding in each other.
Mm-hmm.
It says, he who abides in me and I in him, there
yeah.
is truth.
Right. We are all connected.
Yes. Connected. Yes, we are.
Isn't your whole body connected?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my
God. Yes, it is. Yes,
body,
it is.
Mind, and soul.
We are all connected.
All the members are connected.
Yeah.
All
it
the members
says,
of the body is connected.
Well, this is deep here. It says, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you.
And you need not that any man teach you.
And ye need not any man teach you. What?
And if that was that scripture where it says, and the Spirit of God teaches us all things?
Yes. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will lead you into all truth.
Yes.
Yeah. So, who do we have to rely on?
The
Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that what?
Abideth in us. Yes.
Oh, it teaches you all things.
All concerning all things.
Not just
yes.
some.
All things. And it's true.
And it's true. It's not a lie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, who do we have to start listening to? The Holy
Spirit. Yes, that's who we have to listen to. That quiet voice.
Yes. Boy, these men, can you just imagine the revelation that these men were receiving to write this and the experiences that they were having?
Yeah, yeah.
My goodness.
Know, it's more powerful to them because, this, as I was explaining to the women in Bible study yesterday, I said it was more powerful for them because they didn't have the Bible to read. They experienced
it.
Yeah. They lived it. And then told others what to expect.
Yes.
That made it even more powerful.
Can I share something with you guys? It's James 1:5.
Okay.
Tie in with this, and it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and abradeth not, and it shall be given him.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right there. But right here it says, and it's truth. And it's no lie. Now here it is. And even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. The Spirit of God is telling us right now. Right, teaching us right now, right, to do what? To abide in
him. Abide in him, yes. And he will teach us all things.
If you abide in me, he said, I will abide in you.
Yes. Well, look up the word abide.
And then he says, and then my Father. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Mm.
To make a home with? Abide.
I think abide is more intimate than just making a home.
It is more intimate. And that's how I was going to bring out the relationship here, the relationship here that the Lord Jesus Christ that dwells in us, the relationship that he has with us and the fellowship that he can teach us all things.
Okay, the word abide means to remain, to abide, in reference to a place, to sojourn, to tarry, not to depart, to continue, to be present, to be held, kept continually, in reference to time, to continue to be, not to perish, to last, endure, of persons, to survive, live. So, in reference to a place, it means to sojourn or to tarry, not to depart, to continue, to be present.
Or to live in each other.
Mm-hmm.
To
another thirst.
Yes.
Will never thirst. It says, this is that he who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. And the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, kindness.
Yeah.
All the fruits
all
of the Spirit.
First
John 15, 5 and 6. I love this. He says, I am the vine. Watch this. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same beareth fruit. Well, bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. If any man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. I want to say this. Now, people want to say this is hell here. It's not. If this is hell, can't no man cast you into hell.
That's right.
This is not hell. This is the parallel, because they had a place called hell. Literally, it was a garbage heap where they burned
right.
the bodies of the people who was crucified and the rubble and garbage and all that. It was a big pit that they called hell. So right here, you see, people want to say this is hell, but it's not. He says this. He's giving a parallel because, and men gathered them. See, there it is. He didn't say my father, did he?
No, he said men.
Huh?
No.
He said, and men gathered them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. So he's giving a parallel here. So basically, he's trying to tell you, you have to abide in him.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't abide in him, you're going to wither away.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to wither. So you have to abide in him, and he in you. And without him, you can do nothing. That's beautiful. I mean, you can't even breathe on your own. You can't do anything on your own.
He can't do anything. That's pretty self-explanatory. You can't
do anything.
That means everything.
Yeah.
And that ties into, he says, I and I alone am your provider and your protector.
Yes.
He's everything.
So right here, Galatians 5:22-23, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temper, against such. There is no law. So what happened? So he's saying the fruit here is the fruit of the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
That he brings forth, that we bring forth in a what? Abiding in him and he in us. That's the only way you can bring forth fruit is by abiding in him and he in you. That's the only way. See, when you bear produce much fruit, my Father is honored and glorified, and you show and prove yourselves to be true followers of mine. That's in John 15:8. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. So how do we glorify the Father?
By bearing much fruit.
By bearing much fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And
how did Jesus glorify the Father?
By bearing much fruit. By obeying him.
Abiding and bearing much fruit.
We are the fruit. Hallelujah.
Yeah, that's true, yes.
We are the fruit.
Yeah.
That's how he wants to glorify the Father.
Yeah.
Remember, he laid down his life. If I be lifted up, I will draw all men.
All men unto me. That's
the fruit.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember when he told his disciples to look on the field, the heads are white all ready to be harvested?
Yeah.
He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about people.
Yeah, exactly.
Was ready.
Yeah.
Whew. We are this much fruit right here. He glorified the Father. But us, bringing us about this, we are the fruit that he determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their dwelling, so that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him and find him. Find him where?
In ourselves.
That's right. Though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being. One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in you all. Oh, my goodness. To grope and find him within you. Right? For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light. I'm on the right page. It's like I'm rereading this.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Okay. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That's beautiful. Just want to read the next paragraph, please. So what was the Spirit of God for?
The deficit, is that the deficit?
Deficit.
The deficit sects are just like the Pharisees who had the scriptures, but who did not hear God or see God, and so rejected Jesus, as Jesus said in John 5:37-40. And the Father himself, which hath sent me, hath borne witness of me. Ye have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his shape.
Wow.
And ye have not his word abiding in you, for whom he hath sent, him ye believe not. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life.
Wow.
And the Father himself, who has sent me, you have neither heard his voice at any time, nor seen his form. And ye do not have not his word abiding in you, for you do not believe him whom he sent. You search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are those that testify of me. But you will not come to me that you might have life. Come not to sect services, not to prayer meetings, not to altar calls, but come directly to him by silently awaiting on him, listening for his voiced commands and teachings.
All right. Now look at that.
Uh-huh.
They had the Torah, should I say the law.
Yeah.
They think they knew all the things that was prophesied about Jesus.
Uh-huh.
But one thing that they lacked was what?
Belief.
Never heard his voice.
Uh-huh. Faith.
They never heard his voice.
Yeah.
And if they were attuned to his voice,
hiding in them.
That's right. He didn't have their words abiding in them. So guess what? So when Jesus came on the scene, they rejected him.
They rejected him. Yes, they did. And when he said, come, I love it when he said, when I said come,
yeah,
I talked about having your services or your prayer meetings.
yeah.
all the calls and
that's what
he comes
yeah.
directly to me.
Yeah.
To me. Me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jesus, when Peter said, "Is that you?" What happened? Jesus said, "Is that you, Lord? If it's you, bid me to come."
Mm-hmm.
He said, "Come."
That's what he
mm-hmm.
said. Come.
And he wasn't going to no one or nothing but to Jesus.
But to the Lord.
Just look at that. So it's not about sex service, not to prayer meetings, not to altar calls, but come directly to him.
Right, yes.
By silently waiting on him. Listening for his voice commands and teachings. Remember, First John said that the Spirit what? Talk about the Spirit.
It dwells in us.
No.
Jesus is all righteousness.
It teaches us.
Yeah.
It is not about a man.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's about the Spirit.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, some people will take that and say, well, then, why do we have Bible study
mm-hmm.
if we're not to listen to man?
And we have Bible study because we're reading his word.
Yeah.
And we're learning more of him. If we don't know
Spirit
his words, he said we're to meditate on them day and night.
Right. It's the Holy Spirit that teaches. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
Who's really teaching?
The Holy Spirit. Because we can read the word.
Exactly.
We can read the word, but unless the Holy Spirit reveals to us what that word means, it's just like we're reading any kind of book.
Yes.
But in order for it to become living water,
yes.
and food to us,
yes.
it has to be revealed by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because we can't do it with our mind.
No. We can't. So we're not caught up right now, are we?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
Because the spirits have to agree.
Yes, the spirit has to agree, but understand this.
But he's
the everything that we are learning.
Yes.
It's spiritual led.
Spiritually led.
Fed.
Yeah. Spiritually led, yeah.
Yeah.
Spiritually led and spiritually fed.
Yeah.
So therefore, you know, it's really not the flesh, it's the Spirit.
Yeah.
And if we start recognizing that, we have to start recognizing.
Well, you know what? If you go down to the next paragraph, not the deficit that says God does not teach us from a book, you get exactly what we're talking about.
Okay, go ahead. The deficit that rejected the Jesus within us, waiting for us to seek him so he can teach us, so he can love us, so he can save us, so he can unite with us to be an entirely new creature.
Yes.
Now, if, as Scripture tells us, God and Christ abide in a man, of course Christ can lead us to salvation. Did you guys get that?
Yes.
Do you really understand that?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. God and Christ are in us.
Okay.
So they lead us to
salvation.
Thank you. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the scripture teaches. Okay. And what would you rather depend on? guide us, to let us see with his eyes, but to be taught, we must humbly approach him as a sinner and be quiet so we can listen and hear. As a little child, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so who does the teaching?
God.
Who does the leading?
God.
Thank you. That's what the scripture is teaching. He's abiding in us. He dwells in us. We are a temple. So, before then, we read that what? That we have to, it talks about knowing ourselves, correct?
Improve yourself.
Improve ourselves. And know that Christ dwells in us.
God does not teach
from the book. Man teaches that way. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what we were just saying.
Moses, come up here. God taught Moses everything.
Yeah.
Not by a book.
Every book that we have, throw it away.
Well, you don't need to throw it away. The thing is, when you read that book, if God has led you to read that book, he's going to reveal to you what he wants you to get out of that
book.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because we all can read that same book
and glean something
but
different.
But we each are going to get something different from it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It depends on where God is working with us and leading us at that particular time.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Don't throw away no book.
No, don't throw away the book.
Okay. Don't throw away the book. Remember, God wrote on the tablets.
Yes.
And then God told Moses, you write these things down.
Yes.
And give them to the what? People.
The people.
Because. You see how God used man to teach man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All the time, God was teaching the people.
Mm-hmm.
See, the people, if they should have been still like Moses was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God talked to the people real loud. He talked to the whole multitude before. And they heard his voice. He talked to the people. And they heard his voice. That's right. So, God, how many times did God talk to David?
Lots of times.
So and then all the prophecies came forth through the prophets that God was speaking through. God does not teach us from the book. Man teaches that way. God teaches us by revelation, by his word and light in our heart, because that which may be known of God is revealed in them, for God has shown it to them.
Amen.
That's in Romans 1:19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath shown it unto them. And yes, at the end of your journey to God, he will show you the event of the scriptures. Mark show, not describe, not read to you, not tell you about them, show, and then you will fully understand the scripture as well as the mysteries of godliness.
Amen.
That's beautiful.
That is awesome.
Because long times God don't use the word of God to teach us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times God told me to.
But it says here, but it says that at the end of your journey, he will show you the events of the scripture.
Yes.
course, to show you.
Show you.
Show you. And
yeah.
then you will fully understand
fully
the scriptures as well as the mysteries of the godly.
Yes.
But he's showing us that. He's showing us on a daily basis.
On a daily basis. Yes, he is.
Daily basis. Yes, he is.
He's showing you.
Every day.
Every day.
He provides that manna every day.
So, and what did I say? I said, so be patient with God.
Yes.
Be patient.
This next paragraph.
It says, wait on him.
Mm-hmm.
Wait to listen. Wait to hear his voice. This is really tied into last week's study.
Yes, it is. Very much so.
The Father is in you all. Christ is in you. And the kingdom of heaven is in you.
Praise God.
The kingdom of heaven.
The kingdom of heaven.
There in your heart is where you will find them all.
Wow.
And what are we doing? What are we doing? Go ahead, read it.
Know him there, searching your hearts, and find him there, trying your minds and hearts, inquiring your ears, and give ear to him there, who will render to every one of you according to your words and works, whether they are good or evil.
Oh, my goodness, my goodness.
When we believe in the name of Jesus, we begin to seek God. We may read the Bible to the point we haven't memorized, but we are still right where we started.
That's right.
Just with more knowledge about him. Not of him.
Whoa.
We are still in the flesh, still with our carnal minds, which are enmity to God. With the faith in the historical accuracy of Christ's life. But the belief in his name is enough for us to be able to access the grace of God. But to receive this changing, purifying grace, we must come to him, listen to him, and obey him. When we hear him or see what he shows us, and we obey him because we believe who is communicating with us to be the Son of God, we have received Christ. Now we have laid the sure foundation of faith that will survive the storms to come for those determined to live a godly life will meet with persecution.
Amen.
Hmm?
That's right.
That is beautiful.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was wow. So that's why nothing starts until you believe in the Son.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing begins. That's the beginning of being created new. That's what he means by that.
But listen to this. But who even leads you there?
He does, because Jesus and the Father, it says that Jesus and God are in you, and they lead you to salvation. Because the Bible says that Jesus said, you cannot come to me unless you be drawn by the Father.
And how are you doing?
By the Spirit.
In you.
Yes.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So what is he doing? Reconciling us back to him by his Spirit.
But what I love, when it says that we may read the Bible to the point we have it memorized.
Memorized.
Where we start.
No, you know what? And I love that.
Just with more knowledge about him.
About him.
Not of him.
Go ahead and say it, Niecy. Because people have said, I done read the Bible from cover to
cover. Yeah, I'm serious. Yeah. Oh, I have heard
but
that
no
so many
relationship.
Times. I have heard that so many times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have come in my faith and been Christians and sat in the church for 20 years. And then they'll look at a baby in Christ and they'll say, I read the Bible from cover to cover. The light don't reflect any of it. And now it makes sense. Because you said you got the knowledge.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. But,
know about him. But what I'm saying was him.
Now I understand why Jesus was always showing them things that in creation that they have missed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he says, have you considered the lilies of the valley?
Mm-hmm.
How they grow? In other words, now, how many of y'all had lilies? Now watch this. That I tried to show you something about them, and you never seen it.
How many times have you walked by the lilies and never thought nothing? They were there. God, just like the rainbow.
I've been trying to show you.
Right.
So, have you ever considered the lilies of the valley? How they grow? How many times have the Lord been trying to talk to us through the creation and we didn't hear his voice?
I know, because you know the main one that everybody mentions all the time is the sparrow.
You're the sparrow. So it's a lot of ways that the Lord has been trying to reveal to us about him. And we have not seen it or have our minds around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So now what I do is, if I'm in the house, I just look out the window. I look at the clouds. I look at the sky. Now I find myself more and more looking at nature.
Yeah.
I find myself more and more doing that. And then even appreciating the clouds, appreciating the sky. You know, now I appreciate it and I thank God for it because he created it.
But this part right here, I was just reading it over and it says, just the belief in his name is enough for us to be able to access the grace of God, just to access it. But to receive this changing, purifying grace, we must come to him, listen to him, and obey him.
Yeah.
So there's a difference in access and receive.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah, you have access to something, but are you going to receive it?
Are you using it?
Are you using it? Are you utilizing it?
Yeah.
See? So, you know, that's the beautiful part about it, that I'm glad this is being said and taught, because there's a lot of people that have head knowledge of the Word of God, but they don't have the fruit to bear their knowledge.
A lot of them are in the pulpit, too.
Oh, yes.
It's a lot of people that read about it. This is the same thing that just came to my mind. People read about how a light bulb is made, but they have yet to make a light bulb. I guess that's like, that just came to my mind, is that you can read about something all day long and you have the knowledge of that thing. But it's different in actually having, I know what I'm trying to say is that what he's saying is knowledge is one thing, but actually actually having a relationship is something different. In other words, people know of us, but they don't have a lot of people don't have a relationship with us. So people know of God, but they don't have a relationship, I guess is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Just like a lot of people, they have heard about us, but they don't know us.
Yeah.
Right, and the same thing with God. Everybody knows God. They know there's a God.
They've heard about it.
They know there is a God. There's evidence everywhere, but they don't know God.
No.
And that's a big difference.
The Father is in you all. Christ is in you. And
yeah.
The kingdom of heaven
and the kingdom
in
of
you.
Heaven.
There.
Oh, wow.
In your heart.
And that's what I
there
love that sentence right there.
All. No,
is love that.
There. Search your heart and find him there. Trying your mind and heart. Incline your ears and give ear to him there, who will render to every one of you according
right.
to your words and works, whether they are good or evil. So,
wow.
It's in you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We always be searching for the kingdom outside of us.
Mm.
Searching for God outside of us.
You know, and so many times people,
Jesus, if you would
have
come
to church and say, I don't feel nothing. I don't feel no spirit. I don't feel nothing in here. And it's within you.
It's because they're not tapping into it. It's
right.
They're not utilizing what they have.
Yeah. The Lord brought this to mind, and he said that the scripture, he said, you know, when he was on the ship sleeping, and he said, you missed some words. I want you to really understand what they were saying. They said, to him, they woke Jesus up. He said, "Hear that we perish."
You're not saying that we perish.
So guess what? They was including Jesus and them dying, him dying too.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
So look where their minds really were. They didn't really know that he was the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they knew he was somebody because they went down there to wake him up and to see what he could do. They knew he was something.
Yeah, that's true.
No.
They was waking him up so he could know that he was dying with him.
Thank you.
Well, was that after he had quieted the storm?
No.
Before, when they went to go wake him up, that's the question he asked him.
I'm talking about when Peter walked the water.
No, that was another episode.
But what I'm saying was that before they saw him walk the water, after.
Well,
That was before. Oh, that was before. Oh, okay.
Well,
so Peter walked on the water, and then they.
Peter
didn't that happen?
To recognize who Jesus was.
Yeah, because they thought he was a ghost.
No, Peter was the only one who knew who Jesus was.
Yeah, right, right.
They were the only one. They knew. Remember, who is he, the Son of Man? Is? Then what did Peter say? Now the Christ, the Son of the Living God.
Yes, that's true.
So Peter was the only one that knew who Jesus was, really was.
And that's when he said, "The flesh and blood did not reveal that to you."
Yes.
Uh-huh. That it was his Father.
That revealed it.
That revealed it.
Yes. And so there, just look at the unbelief that these men carried all the time with them. And they doubted him all the time. And just look at all the times that he, when he said the 4,000, said the 5,000, and he brought back the 12 bands, he asked him, so what did it mean? They didn't even know. didn't even know what that meant. So there's a lot of things that these men doubted and unbelief, and they were blind, that they didn't really know who Jesus was. So, but the Spirit of God had to, His Father had to start revealing who Jesus really was. Remember, they didn't think He even was going to resurrect, did they?
No.
Because they're all in the house.
They're all in the house, and they were upset.
See, right there. Mm-hmm. And then when Mary said He is risen,
they
didn't believe it, did they?
They got mad at her.
They got mad at her. So this look of how she did work. So it's about faith, isn't it? It's about faith. It's about having faith.
Can we finish page 7 because it's after 8 o'clock?
Okay.
We finished page 6.
Well,
we never started 7.
And we
so...
The
7
is so good.
Let's go to 7 and do it.
Okay, Romans 10 and 8. Right.
Yeah.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even to thy mouth.
In thy mouth.
Well, can you read? I'm kind of parched.
But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we preach. Romans 10:8. You must have faith in the word which is within you, in your heart and mouth. Faith enough to listen and faith enough to obey the heard command. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans 10:17. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hearing the word of God within your heart. Luke 6:47-48. Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will assure you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house, and diggeth deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. For everyone who comes to me and listens to my word, and does them means to obey the spoken word, commands of Jesus, heard by the listener. I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug and went down deep and laid a foundation upon the rock. And when a flood arose, the torrent broke against that house and could not shake or move it because it had been securely built on founded on a rock. But he who merely hears and does not practice doing my words is like a man who builds a house on the ground without a foundation, against which the torrent burst, and immediately it collapsed and fell, and the breaking and the ruin of the house was great. Does not practice doing my words means not to obey, not to follow his order. John 2:27. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him.
Wow.
That's a great scripture to feast on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is.
May God have a blessing on that.
Yeah, but the anointing which you receive from him abideth in you. Then it says, shall, it says, it abideth.
That's right.
And ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you
of all
things. Is it all things, right?
Yes, all
not some.
And it's truth.
And it's truth. And it's no lie. And even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in
him.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful Bible, sir.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Lord.
Words.
Thank you, Jesus.
For the words is in our mouth.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You. Well, then,
thank you, Lord.
Ooh,
we will
Jesus,
begin at page 8
mm-hmm.
next Wednesday.
Yeah.
To be continued.
This is beautiful.
Oh. I will close it out in prayer.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening, Father, just thanking you, Lord. Thank you for leading us to all truth. Thank you for abiding within us, you, your Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for teaching us. Thank you for being with dwelling with us throughout this Bible study on this prayer line, Father God. Thank you for being in our midst. Father God, thank you for increasing not only our knowledge but our relationship with you, Father God. Thank you for clearing our understanding of the Word of God, who teaches us, Father God, who leads us. Father God, thank you for showing us that we need to abide, listen to you, Father God, understand the Scriptures, Father God. Walk in what we've learned, Lord. Continue, Father God, to build us a world we are weak. You make us strong, Father God. Lord, and as we close this Bible study out this evening, we ask that you continue to watch over us, protect us, Father God, from harm and danger, our children, our dwelling, our possessions. And we ask all these things in your darling Son, Jesus Christ's name, do we pray. And we say, amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
We say that every week, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do.
You start to feel like that and believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at scripture, and that's why he says meditate on it night and day. Because if you do that, then you will always know that he's with you. And I just love that.
What did he say here? He says, I am with you.
Always.
Until the end.
Of the age.
So what?
He left.
He is.
Yes,
he is. We are a temple.
I will never shall forsake you.
No, he'll never, because he's in you.
Yes, he is.
And he's leading you to what?
The all truth.
Yes, he is.
The
all
truth. Yes, he is.
So we
are all
so grateful that we came into the knowledge of this truth.
Yes.
To this truth. To give us freedom and liberty to be all that he wants us to be.
Yeah.
And we don't have to have any condemnation.
Nope.
Because true worship is not going to a temple.
That's right.
It's being the temple.
Yes.